why I'm sketching all the time. Here's all this life and now, well, I think it's time.
let's take a trip and make it long and far. Well, I don't need no road map, I don't need no star, don't need no signs to tell us where we are when we go way, way, way down yonder.
Martha Bourne there with Down Yonder. We should probably turn off that AC now. It's kind of loud, isn't it?
I think it's loud in here, but I don't think you can hear it. I don't know. Maybe you can't hear it.
Yeah. I'm going to... Go ahead.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. Go shut that off. Martha Bourne
keeping
here.
Keeping us cool.
We just heard Martha Bourne with Down Yonder. That one kind of goes back, but you're saying 15 years. Sounds great.
Yeah. The album that I never really officially released.
You didn't?
No.
You just sell it at gigs? And
I just put it together. We did it, and by the time it kind of got done, we were...
Done?
Moving on to other things, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Martha, this is kind of like, we didn't plan on this. You just said you wanted to come on in, and
yeah.
So here you are, Martha Bourne. I actually, first time I saw you was, what was that, a week ago?
At Toad, yeah.
At Toad, you opened up for John Pohida, and I was very pleased.
Great.
And here you are.
Glad to make you happy.
Right on. So you're a local girl now, right? You live in the area?
I reckon I'm local.
Yeah.
I still talk funny.
Where are you originally from?
From North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been here?
I've been here for 20 years almost.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're a Bostonian now.
Well, I'm no stranger to New England, but yeah. You know, I love it up here.
Well, we're happy to have you. So what's going on?
Well, you know, laboring on the Labor Day weekend.
What, you have some big residency coming up at Toad?
I do. I'm releasing a record at Passim on October 21st. And then we're following that up with a residency at Toad every Tuesday night at 7:30, the early slot before the Blue Ribbons. And the record that I'm feverishly trying to finish tracking for this very weekend I'm actually backed by the Blue Ribbons on that record. It's me and the Blue Ribbons.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you that they make it all kinds of fabulous. They make it great.
Sounds great. Go. And you're going to come on the show and play live. What band do you bring in with you then?
The Ribbons.
It will be Blue Ribbons.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
I was going to just get a look at the studio, but I've read online that there's plenty of room for drums, so we'll see about getting Taurus or Mike in.
All right. What do you want to hear next?
What do you want to play? You want to play Background Traffic?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the names of your songs. I'm just meeting you, so that would be good. I think I have that in here right now. Yeah, let's try this.
Okay.
That's number 5.
It should work.
Background Traffic, anything you want to say about it?
Yeah, a friend of mine who's a poet sent me the lyrics to this song on a postcard, and I wrote the music.
That's cool.
Very cool, yeah. Like
Martha
that.
Bourne on MFO. Is that it? That is it.
I'm sorry.
No, it's supposed to be number 5. Let's try this one.
That's it.
And you swerve to avoid him.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, Martha Bourne. That one's called Background Traffic. And the Blue Ribbons, are they going to be the band on your new album?
They are. They're backing me on my new record. And that release, again, is October 21st at Passim. And they are, unto them own selves, fantastic.
Who makes up the Blue Ribbons?
That's James Rohr, who writes the songs and sings. Mike Castellano, with whom I've been playing music for 20 years, and he plays guitar.
Oh, is he part of the International Airport?
Yes, he plays guitar with Paul.
He played with me last week.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I sang a song with John, but I was very privileged, but... I'd rather hear you or John.
I loved your performance. I'm sorry. I loved your performance.
Well, that's great.
Thank you, Marie. Now let's talk about Martha and the Blue Ribbons.
Oh.
Well, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I thought you were making fun of yourself.
When I did it, it would appear that way.
Well, as long as you have fun.
I did have. I had a blast.
Music has to be fun.
And thanks to John and the guys.
Yeah. And so the rest of the Blue Ribbons is Taurus Biscus on the drums and Jeff Sharland on the bass.
Awesome. What's this one?
This track is How Good Can the Moon Be?
All right.
And this is the Blue Ribbons.
So is the new album going to be Martha Bourne and the Blue Ribbons?
Martha Bourne and the Blue, or with the Blue Ribbons, because it's my material, but them
right
being their fabulous selves.
Well, let's get a good taste of them, huh?
Yeah.
Blue Ribbons on MFO.
Yeah.
Blue Ribbons.
Yeah.
How good can the moon be? If it's not made out of cheese, I don't want anything to do with it. No, I don't know. Make some fondue out of that moon. Martha Bourne here, and she'll be, the Blue Ribbons are working on her new album with her, right?
That's right, that's right.
That's great.
Yeah.
And they're about ready to get back in the driver's seat at their regular residency at Toad every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock. You can catch them, and I highly recommend it.
That's, and you'll be opening up, right?
Yeah. I'll be opening up for them in November. Yes.
In November.
At 7:30 in the early slot, yes.
Okay, what do we have? Something from down yonder?
Mm-hmm.
Sylvia.
Yes.
You said it's about your dog.
Song about my dog, Golden Retriever, who would betray everything she ever knew for some yummy trash.
Loyal dog.
But she's a trash monger, so that it's about her proclivities for, you know, I don't know, eating medical waste. She wants the neighbor's, like, 2 pounds of toffee that they had on the back porch cooling on Christmas Day.
Oh, now I know chocolate can kill a dog. What's toffee do?
She, you know, you don't want to know. What
was
she,
it bad?
Well, you know, we, yeah.
Lots painted the walls.
We left her out in her, in, you know, in the backyard.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, but she's a great dog. Great
well,
dog.
Let's hear about her.
Yes,
is Martha
please.
Bourne singing about Sylvia on MFO.
Holy grail. The garbage holy.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Sylvia by Martha Bourne. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Great stuff.
Thank you.
What was that? Patsy Cline meets Led Zeppelin?
It's been said. It's been said. Well, the Led Zeppelin comes a whole lot, and certainly in that cut from Mike Castellana on the, that's actually him playing a pedal steel guitar.
He's awesome. You could also hear him with John Pohita International Airport.
Absolutely. He plays great guitar stuff with them, and he also plays in the Ribbons. And Andy Plaisted on drums. Amazing stuff. And then Nate McBride on
bass. So he's with
bass.
Ribbons, too. So he will be on your new album, too.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Great.
Yes, I'm very fortunate.
Okay, you have a few things you want to...
Yeah, I'm playing next Saturday at the JP Music Fest, which is going to be very exciting. A lot of great bands on that bill. And I go on at 3:45. And then
where's that going to be? The Midway? Or?
No, it's going to be the pond on that field.
Oh, okay.
You know where the sledding hill is?
Okay.
It's just
by the Chinook Way.
Up on the field that's above the sledding hill.
Well, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a beautiful spot.
Yeah, it really is. And it's a great day. And everybody shuffles up and does 20 minutes of music. And there's two stages.
What day is that now?
That's next Saturday, the 10th of September.
I hope not between 1 and 4.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it will be, but what time does it go till?
I think it goes till 7.
Yeah, maybe we can stop by on our way home.
Great.
I'd like to.
What time are you going
to
go on?
I'm going to go on at 3:45.
We'll miss it, but maybe we'll see you anyway.
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, maybe we'll say hi anyway.
And then I'm going to hustle up and go over to the Stubblebine Luthery and do a really sweet, intimate stripped-down gig with John Funkhauser on piano and organ. And that's going to be a really nice little boutique show. It holds about 40 people. There are chairs there.
What's the venue?
It's called Stubblebine Luthery. Yukon Stubblebine does concerts there, and Peter Mulvey was just there.
What town?
In Somerville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's at 487 Somerville Avenue, and that'll be from 7 to 10 p.m. And you can hear the songs off the new record, but stripped down and with Jay Funk on keys and bass. He plays both equally well. He teaches at Berkeley. He's played with a lot of really, really heavy names.
Mm.
And you can find tickets on Brown Paper Tickets and search for my name, Martha Bourne, and that's Bourne, like the identity, like the bridge, like
yeah,
Jason.
I think of the town down south.
Yeah.
South of here, not down south.
B-O-U-R-N-E. So yeah, brownpapertickets.com and search for my name, Martha Bourne, B-O-U-R-N-E.
Cool. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Thank
and,
you.
I'm sure
so
now
much.
We're going to see you out and about, and we're going to have you back on October 29th with the band. Blue Ribbons will be with you.
Blue Ribbons will be
that's
with me.
That's great. So I'll make an event page for that when I get home, okay?
Sounds great.
So that's confirmed. Okay, cool. Anything else you needed to get out, Martha?
Have a great Labor Day, all you laborers.
All right. Well,
gosh.
Yeah, don't be laborful on Labor Day.
No.
Take it easy.
Relax behind
right
it.
What's this one called, Martha? Travel song?
Yes, it is.
Anything you want to say about that one?
It's just, you know, a deserty kind of western kind of, you know, heat rising off the pavement kind of song. I used to live out in the great state of Utah, and I think I can say that on the radio.
Sure.
And this is a tune that I penned out there, so it goes back. It's about 20 years old, but...
Martha Bourne, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll be hearing a lot more from you.
Right on.
All right. It's MFO.
Shines close, echoes low. times I think about her, but you know she's not really there.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO. No, it wasn't that heartbreaker. Grand Funk Railroad going out to El Patchoulis. Where is Patchouli?
I don't know.
Get in here, Patchouli. You need to take some film. Ventures before that with, that was actually an instrumental. Believe I'm a Believer, Monkees. Martha Bourne before that travel song. Martha was great, huh?
Yeah, she was a blast.
She'll be back. October 29th with the Blue Ribbons. We'll have her playing live. Breeders before that. I guess that was for Chris, right?
Yes.
Who asked for Ventures?
Who asked Ventures? No one that I saw. Was that another private message to you?
Ah, never mind. They wanted something else. I couldn't find it, but it's probably on vinyl. Too late in the show. Every you know what? You guys all requested like in the last half hour.
No, those requests were up there, but we had guests, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we'll try and write those requests down and we'll get them next week.
Why
anything we missed.
Write them down. They're already written down.
Because I won't find them next week. We have to do
the Boston
Groupie News report. What's going on in the world of Boston?
In Boston music. Tonight, Reddy Teddy is playing in Gloucester at the Rumline at 9 p.m.
Rumline? I guess.
And this Thursday, Nancy Neon is putting on a show with the Factones, the Downtowners, Paul Edward Yu, and Mike Morrissey, and that is at the Cantab.
Nights with Nancy Neon.
Is that what it is?
I think
so. Called? Okay. Nights with Nancy Neon.
She'll be doing that more, I think.
Excellent. Good for her. I'm glad. And on September 9th, next Friday, there's Worshipper, Zip Tie, Handcuffs, and the Devil's Twins are at once.
Great.
And that's the... There's one more show on that Friday also. The Black Chairs, See This World, Problems with Dragons, and The Dead Simple, and they're at Midway and JP.
Okay. There's plenty of shows. This is what Boston Groupie News has up.
Yes.
And if you want to see more of Boston Groupie News, go to bostongroupienews.com. And Cal asked for Echo and the Bunny Men, Stormy Weather. Should I give it to him?
Give it to him.
Give it to me, baby. MFO. Oh, you're going to copy that now?
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Bird. Okay.
I guess, yeah, I'm going to teach you radio. That's a way to do
you
it. Just
teach me?
Yeah, you just copy whatever I say like that. You know?
Okay.
That'd be a horrible show.
Try it.
PopCon up next week.
Yes, guys are coming back.
Be here for that. And thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your requests. Thank you, Martha. Thank you,
Tsunami
of Sound. Good stuff. And, I guess they're... Vin will be back next week. I guess he's not coming up next.
Yeah, but next week.
More great songs to come. Stay tuned. We'll be back next week. Until then, see ya!